The Democratic Party wants to see the videos because participants in the sessions claim Schimmel made inappropriate comments while discussing how to investigate and prosecute internet child sex predators. But Judge Richard Neese has watched the videos and says there's no evidence of misconduct on Schimmel's part. He says the videos include information the public needs to know.
The public needs to know how to protect their children from these types of individuals. And if this stuff is going on the internet, the best way to stop crime is to prevent crime, not prosecute perpetrators. Yes, you want to prosecute the perpetrators, but if you can stop the perpetrators from getting to your children to begin with, that is far better. And I'm sure that Mr. Schimmel would agree with that.
But Schimmel doesn't agree. In an email from his campaign, he says the videos will give defense attorneys and predators tips on how to avoid getting caught and convicted. The Department of Justice has until tomorrow to file an appeal to block the release of the videos. The Democratic Party's attorney, Michael Bauer, says if there is an appeal, it suggests there may be something damaging on them.
If, in fact, the video showed Mr. Schimmel as a shining public servant, you'd think they'd want these videos out. Rather than trying to drag it out past the election.
If an appeal is filed tomorrow, Judge Neese says he will stay his order to release the videos pending a hearing on Monday. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.